Hello, my name is Justin Miles, and this is the City Church Daily Podcast. I hope your Lenten journey is going well. And today, I want to talk to you about doing life together. For those on the journey, this is an encouragement. For those who may not have started or need to start over again, this is also an encouragement. In our pathway class at City Church, we work through an exercise called the personal timeline, where we plot out on a page positive life experiences above a linear line and negative experiences below that line. This gives a visual representation of the events that have shaped us over our lifetime. When I get the privilege of leading people through the class and we get to this part, I'm always reminded of how many positive experiences of mine involved friends, and how many of those negative experiences I went through, I probably wouldn't have made it had it not been for those same friends and those people closest to me. So today, I want to walk you through some readings given to me by those people, those that have given me strength and courage. But first, an opening prayer. All praise and thanks to Thee, most merciful God, for adopting us as Thine own children, for incorporating us into the Holy Church, and for making us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Grant us, we pray, all things necessary for our common life, and bring us to be one heart and mind and soul within the Holy Church. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Christian belief is an uphill climb, constantly waiting, growing, and trusting in God for what we cannot understand or see. In his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, Eugene Peterson focuses on the Psalms of Ascents, Psalms 120 to 134, and he speaks to this upward journey, noting, "We are pilgrims, but we are also disciples, always moving and always learning." These psalms were historically sung by those making their way to Jerusalem for the annual feasts, and I'd like to share one with you now. Psalm 133, a song of ascents of David. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. So, some of the people I consider myself closest to were not people that I asked for. Instead, God saw fit to have them cross my path. And here we are years later, and I'm so, so thankful for them. In another book by H. Vanderloy, For a New Brother, he says, "Accept with gratitude the companions God gives you to go with you on your way. Your task is to serve and upbuild one another as members of one body. Then put aside your ambition and no longer concentrate on yourself. Be constantly converted to your companions and place yourself in God's hands. Give instead of demanding. Trust others instead of compelling their trust. Serve instead of being served. And bless instead of cursing." With that, I'd just like to ask, are there people you need in your life? Are there people you're not sure if you need to reach out to them, but you feel compelled to? People to speak truth, to uplift, to correct even. I hope during this time of Lent, your heart is softened and your walls broken down, so that you can be open and vulnerable with those who you need in your life. I hope that you're given the opportunity to love those who have wronged you and to extend forgiveness, to reflect the love of God. And with that, a closing prayer for you today. Oh God, fountain of love, thank you for the opportunity to lay down my life for my brothers and sisters. Pour love into our souls, that we may love those whom you love with the love that you gave us, and think and speak about them tenderly, meekly, lovingly. And so, loving our brothers and sisters for your sake, continue to show me how to walk in humility and grace. May we grow in your love and live in your love, that by living in your love, we may live in you and in your name. Amen. Thank you, City Church. Have a good day.